Blog Talk Radio.
I never know.
So, everyone, unfortunately, I'm probably going to go solo on this today. So, for the next hour, this is going to talk about the Nintendo Wii and also the two upcoming systems that are going to be coming out in November.
I can talk about a game system.
What's that?
The Atari. Pong was an awesome game. What?
No, you're right. That's what it was in the beginning.
Pong was awesome. Pong was the beginning. No, Pong.
Water.
Well, get your butt off that box and come over and talk about your
Water.
Thing. Take it over to him for a bit. Sit over there with him. No,
I'll let him keep on playing the Madden 09, which is probably, in his opinion, one of the best games of football. Right? Good point. So, we're going to start first. We're going to talk about the system that's already been released since the spring. No other than the Nintendo Wii U. I do like the feature that it has for the Nintendo Wii, which hopefully one day I'll get one, but time will tell. I think the price is a little sketchy, but it's kind of like the cheapest thing out there out of all the systems at the moment, so can't blame them. Nintendo Wii. No, it's not. That's if they haven't used, but I don't think they'll ever use anytime soon. Because you got the Wii U Basic, that's the, of course, the white version of the Wii U, $300, and the Wii U Deluxe is the black version of it, about $350, which I know some people would be like, nah, I'd rather just get the $299.99 one. I ain't trying to get all the deluxe with the memories and whatnot. If I need more memory, they'll just get memory cards. Which when originally I had to do for the Wii. But what I like about the Nintendo Wii is like with the setup that, of course, it does look like the original Wii in a way, just a little bit shaped. And also, like when you turn your game off on the joystick, you can still play your game while looking at the screen at the Nintendo Wii U. So it's like, turn it off regardless, you still get to play it. Your game won't be like interrupted or anything like that.
I do not want the Xbox One. Never
get the Xbox One. We didn't even own the Xbox One yet, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Like, explain.
Okay, so, with the Xbox One, when you buy a game, there's like a thing, like, say if you bought a game, like, me and you had, like, I had an Xbox One, you had an Xbox One, and if you bought a game that I like, but that I didn't have, it would only be able to work on your Xbox.
Wait, seriously?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to have to end up talking about that later. This kind of made me change what I was thinking
Google,
of.
Google problems with Xbox One and see what it brings up.
You know, we will do that later, but back to the Wii U. I guess there's some games that I really do want to try if I ever get it or anything like that. One would be like Super Luigi U, kind of like the Luigi be on his own with...
That time he's always been in the shadow of Mario. And I swear that he's the brains behind the operation.
Well, the younger brother of the two, but it seems like it's the same thing as the Mario Brothers Wii U. Same gameplay, just saying everything except for it's Luigi, and they added another character on there, which... can never remember the freaking name. Always forget. Let's see, because I know there's more games that I would like to try, so just give me a second here. Just wait for it to load up.
That's why I'm Xbox, it's like Microsoft is going to lose some money, and then Sony's gonna make a lot because the PS4 isn't really that different.
Let's see. They also have Angry Birds Star Wars for the Wii U. Shocking.
That'd be fun to play.
And of course, you can, like, you can do with the Wii, you can buy the original game from, like, the past, like, from the Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo 64, and stuff like that.
Mom needs the Wii.
The Wii U?
No, I just need the Wii.
Oh, yeah, they also got the Angry Birds trilogy as well.
As you know, I played video games on the Wii.
Nah. Yeah, that's true. Star Wars Pinball.
I remember us playing bowling.
Oh, yeah.
I was the best.
I had a great time with it.
Why did we tell the Wii?
Yeah, playing bowling on Wii was fun.
Okay, at the time we had to sell it was because
We needed the money
at the time. I didn't want to, but...
Didn't really have much money.
Yeah.
Does Chad still have it?
Yeah,
he still have it.
He loves it.
Well, you know you're going to sell it back to us or something?
Yeah.
Oh, they also got Injustice for the Wii U, too. Gotta keep that in mind. Let's see. What else interesting? The Avengers Battle for Earth would be another one. Let's see what else. Also, I have Assassin's Creed, of course, the Batman game. Tekken. Oh, that's Tad Tournament Part 2. Of course, Black Ops 2K13. And of course, the new man that comes out in.
Ooh, you know what I really want?
What?
Madden 25.
Yeah, Madden NFL 13.
No, Madden 25.
Oh, because there's two editions of it.
That's the game I really want.
Pretty cool. But overall, I think some people are going to underestimate the Wii U, which I think they should foresee or get the Wii U, because it is a very good system. Yeah, that too, and plus, just you can do the same thing with the kind of the same thing as the Wii, but just a little bit better.
See, you could be an intense gamer and only have the Wii.
Well, you're right, that's true. But we're gonna go for a little break. Up next we're gonna talk about the Xbox One. And see why, well, he already explained, but he's probably going to explain, well, Robert going to explain more why he doesn't like it. So, we'll be right back.
If only we could fly, we could fly. Bill Biscuit style. John Otto. Take him to the Matthews Bridge. Can you feel it? A digital generation. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah. Always love that song. And we're back. And what I'm trying to look up for and see if there's any issues with the Nintendo Wii before we hit to the Xbox One. So let's see. International. Oop, crap. Hold on. Two, one. Okay, we're
having some technical difficulties here.
There we are. I hate when they do the advertisements and, oh, there we go. They're muted.
Enough now.
So anyways, the Wii U issue, the five problems of the Wii U. Let's see. Number one, web features missing. Nintendo spent months promoting the web-based feature on the Wii U. Many complained that the original Wii couldn't compete with Sony PS3 and Microsoft's Xbox 360 solely because it didn't have the same online gameplay offerings. Despite including this slew of web-based features in the Wii U, Nintendo has required owners of those. This is ads is like popping up. I swear to God. Okay, Nintendo required owners of the system to download the 5 GB firmware update that caused gamers several hours to download right out the box. Streaming apps such as Mini Universe, backward compatibility with Wii games, and others were now available right out of the box. Personally, I think the user should be able to use all the functions of the console video games as soon as they open the box. And it was said, so I feel very sorry. In fact, the purchase that Wii U had of experience of network updates was takes such a long time that are the servers which were not available for the hardware launch.
Launch.
Number two, supply storage. Well, I can kind of understand that because it doesn't have, like the Wii, it didn't have much of a storage.
That's quite a problem.
The Wii U expected to sell out during the first 6 months of its release, according to the Boomerang Report. Nintendo has been struggling to produce enough Wii U consoles to meet the demand. They openly announced that the company was struggling to produce consoles quickly enough in a recent interview. It has now become more likely it is our production capability rather than consumer demand that will place limits on our Wii U proposed for the calendar year. That could have said that they should have known about it sooner and could have made more. Okay, brick-thick consoles, number three. Nintendo has not shipped defective gaming systems, but many are reporting that the systems aren't working properly. Oh, that was weird. But many are reporting their systems aren't working properly that because Nintendo requires users download to 5 GB of the Wii U directly out of the box in order to enable web-based features.
Didn't they just mention that already?
Yeah, they did. I don't know why they kind of mentioned it again. So you might as well just say that the same thing as number one. Number four, lack of compelling launch titles and weak user interface. Kind of the same thing as number two.
Mm-hmm.
The same, I guess the only problem is just like, games ain't coming out like when they should, or then they didn't make enough of them. Yeah. I don't know, it's just the same thing. Okay, number five, the last one. Third-party makers use the gamepad as an afterthought. Wii U's most unique feature is, without a doubt, in fact, is the touch screen enabled as controller does the Wii U gamepad. The gamepad is expected to add new dynamite to the next generation game. Most of the titles that launched with the Wii U failed to innovate in a way that most people expected. Largely, most of the Wii U ports so far have seemed to view the touchscreen as an afterthought, with few inspections with Black Ops 2. Extra control and information options offered don't do much substantially affect the experience. In the future, more developers are going to have to develop with Nintendo's new system in mind from the start. They want the most unique controller. I would never have thought of that, but it seems like it's only the only three problems with the Wii. But otherwise, they ain't saying nothing bad about it.
They're just saying that it's the memory capability and the lack of games.
Right. So that's not bad indeed. But Xbox One. You're gonna. Robert, we're talking about Xbox One now. Okay, the Xbox One, I guess the only thing it is like they're going to have more features than what it does with the 360, which really ain't that much of a change from the 360. Just only, I guess, internet capabilities are better. And, of course, the graphics are better. But it's just, you got the same, like, type of joystick that you can look like you can fit with the 360.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that, and talking about privacy, right?
Well, these are, like, the five biggest problems with it. We're talking about the features of it and stuff first.
So it does look different. It looks like, let's see. On the right side of it is just black with the Xbox symbol. And on the other side is where you put in the disc. But this one's different. So this one doesn't eject like the old Xbox does. You just put it in.
Is it like how you do with the Wii?
It's not. Yeah. It's like
how you do with the Wii. Like with Apple products where you just slide it in and it just takes it.
Because, like, one of their problems was with 360 that you try opening and closing, sometimes it gets jammed.
Which our one does right now.
Right. Well, at least we don't have that much of a problem with it now. But, if it's like the latest Xbox 360 version when you just wave and it come out, is it like that?
No, it's like. No, is it like, there should be, like, on the side, like, right next to where you put the disc in?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know how on the newest Xbox, how you just slide your finger across it and you eject?
Yeah.
It's like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
The sensor thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it has that. And it's just mainly a little bit of an upgrade of the 360. So now we're going to mention the five biggest problems besides the price. Number one is privacy, which I know Robert mentioned earlier. Xbox One comes packaged with the next generation Kinect 2.0. Time around, the Kinect would be more versatile.
That's
what I said. Inaccurate than the original. Measure everything from your facial experience to your heart rate. And Microsoft would like as many games as possible to take advantage of it, whether by utilizing the voice commands or his motion detection system. Let's see.
But the Kinect isn't peripheral. Isn't a peripheral gadget.
Not by a long shot. Devices require a component of the Xbox One system. You'll need to have it on and connected at all times. Always watching and always listening to its users. What this means for games we play is an open question, but it certainly raises privacy concerns. Well, that's a big one.
So no matter what, you can't play without the Kinect being connected.
Right.
Doesn't seem right, does it, somehow?
Mm-mm, it don't.
Because, let's be honest, there are certain games that don't even warrant the Kinect. And if you've got to have it always on, it seems like that whole Big Brother's watching you kind of deal.
Yeah, it does. According to their vice president, Microsoft has very, very good policies about privacy. We're a leader in the world of privacy. I think you'll find we take it very seriously. We aren't using Kinect to snoop on anybody at all. We listen for the word Xbox on and then switch on the machine. Well, we don't transmit personal data in any way, shape, or form, or could be personal identifiable to you unless you explicitly opt into that.
I know, it still gives that whole option of if, like, certain governments want to snoop and everything,
mm-hmm.
of hacking into it.
Exactly. Problem number two, region lock-in. Xbox One will use the region lock-in to lock games down geographically. Yep. The reason for this are any of the many devices or media formats region lock-in exists. Remain surrounded into a fog of pointless ideas.
That basically means right now my parents can send games from England for Xbox 360 and we can use it on this. But if they lock regions, it's saying a certain DVD players where you've got multi-region ones and it will just be able to use, like, just for a sec, I think the US is region 4.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to use the other areas.
Yeah, because it kind of got what it says here. Is like, I guess the green one that's included the United States, parts of South America.
Canada.
Yep, Canada too. Some parts of Japan.
Yeah.
And that'll be it for this. Then you got the blue one that's
like... And that,
like,
sucks because, you know, there are people like gamers who... You get different versions of the game depending on what country you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And different games in different countries. And if you're a hardcore gamer, you want that option of being able to purchase from a different country.
Exactly. I guess with the blue part, it's got like mostly Africa and all Australia and most of like China and Europe. And they got the orange one that mostly Europe and part of Africa and a little bit of South America. So, and of course, you have your gray one with no info, which is... Not that many to be found.
That's probably why it's not even available.
But it's hardly surprising, though, this is a disappointment, especially for gamers in regions where games are not available thanks to region blocking.
Mm-hmm.
When presented by Polygon, Microsoft declined to give any more details.
Yeah, I bet they didn't.
Let's see. Well, now they're doing comparison. Like, of course, the region lock-in is not actually necessary at all. The PS3 just has one game that has region lockout in its entire catalog. Personal 4 areas. Sony can create a region-free device. Surely Microsoft can do the same.
And that's the whole thing. And so I understand they did it a lot to begin with because of the expense, so that each country could make money from their own region and stuff. But, you know... There are countries that don't allow, you have to buy from abroad for video games and stuff. And a lot of those are the Middle Eastern ones. And I feel bad for those people because they're not going to be able to buy as much now.
Right. And number three, I know this is one of the biggest problems that they're going to have. Used games.
Yep.
This is one of the most controversial pieces of the Xbox One puzzle. I admit on being perhaps a little too genuine about this at first, or at least about the reports that Microsoft and game publishers might take a piece of the used game pie from GameStop. The real issue with used games isn't GameStop, whose business model I'm not a fan of, or whatever, but rather the end user. According to statements made by Phil Harrison, the age of used video game isn't quite over, but things will never be the same. Basically, if you want to lend a game to a friend, they can either log into your account to play it for free or pay for the game, probably at full retail price. If they want to play it on their Xbox Live account, this is because games are no longer really being sold. They're being licensed. The physical disc is just a delivery system, and the bits on the disc are not important as the code downloaded to your hard drive. And, yeah, I think that will be the biggest problem. Like, one less somebody a game, they can't even play it unless it's your account.
And see, and that's where it's, like, really messed up because as a parent, you know, when it comes to like Christmas and stuff and you want to buy your kids video games, you want to try and get them as many as possible, so you always go for you. Look at the couple of Christmases where we've loaded him up with video games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been used ones. And
right.
Now we're not going to have that option.
Well, we might get the PS4, so you have to work.
You know what? If I had the choice, I would go for the PS4.
Was
purely for that reason.
Was PS4, we will talk about later in the show. Oh, hold on. Plug this. They would need a connection from the time to time to play even offline single-player games. They indicated that for non-online functions, users will still need to log in once a day. What?
Oh, messed
up. That means that they got to sign into their account and they have to play. This is like,
even offline games, they're going to have to log into their account.
Right, it's just like with the 360, you don't have to log in to your account. You can log in to your account, but if you're offline, you can
still
play. It
doesn't matter if you're online or offline.
Exactly. I just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just kind of stupid, in my opinion. Let's see what else. Oh, wait a minute. They added that the specific detail surrounding when users will need to log in to the internet remains up in the air. There have been reports on specific times, period, the company says. However, those were discussions of potential scenarios, which means you have to guess until more details emerge. Otherwise, no comment. And all of this complicated by the fact that Xbox Live is a paid service. The last but not least, show me the video games. Finally, but just as important, gamers have plenty of reasons to be worried about Microsoft's commitments to games. For years, the console manufacturer has distanced itself from the gaming and the core gaming audience. The Xbox One presentation did its best to compound these fears. We saw lots of stuff about TV and the entertainment ecosystem. The company also provided very little about games themselves. And the ones we did see were cross-platform. There's nothing wrong with trying to win the war of global living room, but Microsoft shouldn't forget who its core console base is either. People who want to stream Hulu can buy a Roku, or they call it an Xbox 360. People who want to watch TV already have their DVRs and other devices. The only people really excited about the Xbox One are people who want to play the next generation video games. Microsoft needs to focus on video games that will define their system, and they really need to announce some non-connected exclusives for the Xbox One at 3E. Maybe 3E will kill this concern, maybe not, but as it stands, Microsoft seems to be forgetting who the most important customers are. And I know there was mentioned something about that earlier about, like, it seems like they're just all about, they don't think about the customers and stuff like that. So
it's all about making money. They've forgotten, I think those people designed it have forgotten that they're aiming towards us, who may not have the internet all the time, who may not be able to afford
right.
Microsoft Live all the time, you know?
Which I don't get, because I don't know what they think. Like, people always made out of money just to get internet.
That's why I think that PlayStation is going to go from strength to strength, because it doesn't charge for the internet.
Right, and it will be, like, something that they probably need to fix now or try to delay, because Xbox One comes out November 22nd. So around the Thanksgiving week, well, the week before Thanksgiving, I should say. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the PS4 and see if there's any issues with the PS4. So right after this. About the Xbox One, which I know he's going to get the day it comes out, but it's an Xbox One now in full production with improved computer performance. So let's see what they're talking about. So far, so good for the Xbox One. Xbox Chief Marketing Officer just spoke to Citi Global Technology Conference, says that Microsoft's now in full production for the Xbox One. Production is matched in mass with plans still for a November 2013 release. About 1 month after improving the GPU clock speed, they added that Microsoft has made another technical boost by upgrading computer performance to 1.75 GHz to 1.6 GHz. They won't reveal the launch date. PlayStation 4 comes out November 15th, but they mentioned, as I mentioned, the date they did, it was supposed to be November 22nd, which is the week after the PS4 comes out. This will be the biggest launch we ever done by a wide margin of terms and units shipped at launch. Let's see, what else? They also had some interesting insights on the Xbox One policy reversals. The $499 price point of how Xbox business will charge for Microsoft's big reorganization. And I guess right now that's all the information from that. And the weird thing is, no, don't want to ask that one. Now we on the last but not least, unless there's more systems that's going to come out we don't know about, but PS4, also known as PlayStation 4. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's any problems that they have with the PS4 before we just talking about the we'll talk about the system itself, but we're probably just going to talk about the system itself anyway. So it's kind of like it's the same thing as the upgraded PS4. It does look a little bit different, and it was like some low possible PS4 looks. And the one that I was interested in, which I thought they would have rung out instead, was the clear version of the PS4. I thought that would have been cool. And probably would have had them really, really deep. But that's just my opinion on that. Let's see. Yes. Oh, that doesn't explain enough. I'm sorry, people. Just hold on a minute. I'm just... Let's see. Oh, okay. So we do find that on PlayStation 4. I think like the PS3, like the joystick will be no wires. It'll be like all connected. Well, which of all of them is. And I do like the look of this, but I wanted to see it was a clear version of the PS4 that they was potentially maybe sending out. I wish they would have released that one, as I know I mentioned it a few minutes ago, which would have been cool if they did. So, see, just going to try to look at the image. Yep, the image right there. That's the one I wish they would have released as PS4. This one right here.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that would have been cool. But it's kind of, I know it's like a little bit, it's like long, but it just stands up. It don't like lean to the side or anything like that. But it's something kind of like comparison a little bit of the PS2 in a way. Just kind of a little bit of a different look. And it does have a joystick and it has like a screen in the middle. I'm not sure what that screen does, but maybe we'll get more explanations to that in weeks to come, probably the month before it comes out. But it's probably going to be worth it. It's $400, and I know it's, right now it's like between the 360, but the Xbox One and PS4. I think a lot of people will end up getting the PS4. So let's read the problems. Let's see. PS4, you cannot play PS3 disc games, but you can over the cloud. Let's see, you can play offline, trade used games, play games off the disc more than once, use the PS Vista to play PS support games remotely. So, in a way, it's kind of the same thing as the Wii U, which is, I know everybody's going to love. But besides that, there's not much that they can talk about. Yeah, there's really not much of anything at all, just that you can't play the PS3 games. But, there's got to be more to it. If it ain't more, then I'm really going to be really, really shocked. Because, you know, because with their launch they had a long time ago in 2000 with the PS2, like, some people played it, like, the first day, and it blew up. And that's why they delayed it from September to October, just to fix the problems with that. And I bet, like, if Xbox was out at the time, they probably would have had a good sale. Probably would have been better. But they did have an Xbox, but the Xbox wasn't released till like later on in that decade. Let's see. I'm just seeing there's anything. But really, I guess the only issue is you can't play with PS3 games. And of course, you can't play online games unless you're online. So that's not a big thing here. So there really ain't that much to say about PS4.
Because they listen to what the fans want.
That's mainly what it is. And like you said, they are like people person. They'll think of what the fans want. And they know they're gonna make some money regardless. They, you know, listen to what the fans wanted. But let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's any more issues with that, but it seems like there is nothing. Well, I guess the only problem is, like, when you go to GameStop, if you want to get the system or reserve it, you have to put $100 down. If you go to Walmart or Kmart or anything like that, if you want to put it down, you only got to do like 10%, which is like $40. So that's not bad compared to going to GameStop. So I guess if I were some people, I wouldn't even go to GameStop to reserve for the either of those games or systems. It's just plain ridiculous. But let's see. Can you talk about the second one? You focus on indie games. Declare to attempt to help third party developers. And there's just somebody that just put up the problems and solutions of it. So there really ain't even much to go on with that. We're going to play one more final commercial break, and we're going to talk about some of the games that's going to be released for both of the systems. So we will be right back. And we're back. What we're going to talk about before we end the show is the upcoming games for the Xbox One and the PS4. And although the PS3 and the Xbox 360, they are also going to release for the PS4 and the Xbox One is Call of Duty Ghosts. So that would be something interesting. And they got a different edition of Call of Duty Ghosts as well that's going to be out too. Madden 25 years, that's going to be out for all the systems. And the return to NBA Live, actually. I don't know if it's going to be out for the PS3 or the 360 or the Wii U, but apparently for both Xbox One and PS4, it will be out for that. There are no release dates on that game just yet. But from after like a 3-year hiatus from NBA Live, should be interesting on what the features. There's something we're probably going to talk about very soon in the broadcast. Dead Rising 3 will be out as well. And it seems like it's going to be exclusively for the Xbox One. You have, what else for PS4? Yeah, Mad Max, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, which should be interesting, which will be out New Year's Eve. Let's see, what else? The Order 1886 will be out December 30th for PS4. The Call of Duty Ghost Prestige Edition will be released November 5th as well. Assassin's Creed 4 for both games, one for all systems, will be released New Year's Eve as well. As the craziness is going on here, so I'm just going to end it here. Don't forget to check out VGU on Facebook, which also has a group and a page. So check that out. We will be back with VGU in 2 weeks from tonight. So it'll be the following Sunday with VGU will return. And we will talk about like the upcoming games and upcoming releases and stuff like that. And hopefully we have the full staff coming on this one. But we will see. Until then, look out for our other shows, including WFSO Aftermath, which will be tomorrow. And any other programming you need to know about the info, vaulttalkradio.com/WFSO Radio Network. But until then, you guys have a good night, and you'll hear from us 2 weeks from today about more video games.